How you doing there, Mr. Guy?
I'm pretty good. It's a little cold here, but I'm in Chicago. You couldn't expect no better.
No better there. We woke up a little cold in Connecticut this morning, too.
I think it's a little cold here. Well, I was watching it all the way down, and even Arizona, I think, is it below 60.
That's all right. It makes the blues sound better when it's that cold. Now, I just wanted to, I know you're a busy fella, especially today, but I just wanted to briefly talk to you about the 70th anniversary box set that's in stores now from Legacy Recordings.
Right.
What, if I'm just going out to the store and I say, hey, what is all this? And I buy it for, let's say, a friend of mine for a stocking stuffer. What can they expect out of this album?
Well, first of all, if you look at the picture I was watching, I love game shows.
Oh, good.
And I was watching Bob Barker on The Price is Right, and he's retiring, he said. And there's some guy showed him a picture when he first started. He said, look at me. Wasn't I cute then? So what do? The first thing is look at this box set. I think I must have been around 23 years old. I went back and got that and put it on. I had a lady laughing at my club. I say, I know it don't. She said, why is he? And I was standing right beside her. I said, no, I don't look like that anymore, you know. But no, they went back and pulled up some things that some of the songs I had forgot completely about them, you know. And I was very proud for them to do that because better late than never. You know, I never dreamed of a box set, you know, the DVD. So I was very happy with it. Some of the songs I had hopefully got out on a 45 or on an album. But, you know, I had producers, and they would always tell me that this don't fit that album and it's not right and so on. And these guys just went in and pulled up some of the songs that I had thought was pretty good songs from the get-go, and they finally made the CDs, and I'm very happy with it.
Yeah, it's called Can't Quit the Blues?
Yes.
Yeah, and there's a version of previously unreleased I'd Rather Be Blind, Crippled, and Crazy.
Well, that was just did lately. I loved it, the late O.V. Wright.
Yes.
Man, that was one of the singingest guys you ever want to meet, and I didn't think I could do this song because I was kind of coached through that song, mm-hmm. but I'd love it. You know, I'd walk in and mention this O.V. Wright and they said, well, let's do it. And I just tried to do my best because, you know, those shoes, O.V. Wright and Muddy Waters, and war, man, and they will be fulfilled.
Yeah, it's a great tune.
Thank you.
And I had the opportunity also to see Derek Trucks Band do that song as well.
Is it really? I didn't.
It's on his new album, Songlines.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
It's a great song, and I love hearing everybody's renditions of it.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm looking over the discs right now and all the songs. I mean, this sucker's stacked.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Like I say, better late than never, huh?
Absolutely, and I don't think anybody can get enough Buddy Guy, and look at it all. Mustang Sally, I mean, Your Mind is on Vacation.
Yeah, I like that. That's the most Allison tune, man. That's some of the songs I was just mentioning in the studio, and every time I would mention it, they would say,
not this
one. Let's do it, you know?
Oh, Time After a While is the name of the DVD. Exclusive 90-minute career-spanning documentary. Wow. With rare and previously unseen performance footage. So, I mean, this is a must-have for blues fans.
Well, thank you so much. I certainly hope so because, you know, blues has been on the back burner ever since I've been playing it. And when it was all AM stations, everybody records used to get a chance to be heard, but they don't play blues much no more. And I have to thanks to you guys who still play it.
Yep.
And hopefully some fans will get a chance to hear and know that we're still around and still playing it. Because if you was interviewing me about 20 years ago, I said a handful of us left, man.
Yeah.
We just lost Robert Jr. Lockwood, Ruth Brown.
Yeah, Mr. Lockwood just...
Yeah.
We were watching. We had our fingers crossed here in the studios.
I know, man. And it's not that many of us left. And the way they're treating blues now, you know, young people now. When I came up, it was wide open for me. My children didn't know who the hell I was until they got 21 and walked in a blues club and said, "My God, Dad, I didn't know you could do that."
So that's what you're doing.
It
must have been really amazing the first time they saw you play guitar with drumsticks. Then.
They was very excited.
And
you don't come home and do that and show them.
And
no.
Personally, I want to thank you for stuff like that because without stuff like that, nobody else would ever, take chances and risks because that was an innovative thing to do, man, and you made it work.
Thank you so much.
And it survived. Yeah, I just got off the phone a little bit ago with Bo Diddley.
Did you really, man?
And you know, he's another one. He's still ready to go.
Yes, he is. We crossed paths at Salt Lake City Airport about a year and a half ago, and he came up. He said, "Man, you know, there's only three of us left from Chestnut. I mean, you and Chuck Berry, we should do something." I say, "Well, get Chuck, because he's the hottest one to deal with."
Yeah, I
bet
he is.
And I would be more than happy to go in and cut a few songs with those guys, man.
That would be hot.
Yeah, I know.
I'll see what I can do about contacting Chuck myself then.
Okay, he's hard to deal with.
Oh, I bet. I can only imagine, but you never know, you know.
I never did know him that well. He might, you know, but I didn't know him well enough to say well he would, but I just go by. We did a few shows on the same stage throughout Europe, and I think I did one here in his heydays up in Michigan somewhere, but I never got a chance to meet him like I did the rest of the guys around Chess, because he was always a loader, you know. He did his thing.
Yep, and I respect that.
So do I.
But at the same time, man, we gotta make sure all this great music stays out there. And I got to be honest, we have a few more blues DJs here at our station now that are focusing only on the blues, old-time blues.
Well, great, man.
So,
great, man.
I
don't know how to thank you guys, but keep it up for us.
I think you've already thanked us by starting the sounds that we all want to spin. And
thank you.
So we're going to thank you by spinning them.
Thank you so much, sir.
And as I promote this album on my show with this interview, I'm going to play some of the tunes surrounding the talk.
Thank you so much.
So hopefully we'll get a few more folks to buy and come on out. Now, are you touring around anywhere right now?
I have refused a gig in my whole lifetime since, you know, I make it short and long for you. We were doing Junior Wells and I was doing some shows for the homeless about 20 years ago. And he took a fever, and they said, "Well, let's send Buddy." And a week later, I had the fever, and they called me up. I said, "Well, I got the same fever Junior had." They said, "Well, we'll send you a blanket and a limo."
And there you were.
I had to go on. It was in Atlanta. I went on and did it, even with the fever, man. So I have missed a gig in my life. Somebody said, "Knock on wood," and I always do that. Because I've been, you know, I'm a human being. You know, I get aches and pains just like anybody else, but I never cancel. I've had a voice problem. I say, well,
I'll make it work.
Well, I don't sing that much, and I rely on the guitar a lot anyway, so I just go on and just give you the best I got. As my parents said before they passed, don't be the best in town. Just be the best till the best come around.
Hey, those are words to live by.
Thank you, sir.
And I want to thank you for what you're up to and your time, and and I want to also follow what Stevie Ray Vaughan once declared, is that you play from a place that even I, you know, I've never heard anyone play from. And there might be a lot of blues music out there, but yours is still very unique to me.
Thank you so much, sir.
So I thank you, and have a great rest of your day today.
You do the same, and whenever I'm in your town, I would love to come up and sit down and talk to you, if it's possible.
It is always possible. My door is always open for you.
Thank you. Same here.
And you are welcome to come to our station and do whatever you want anytime.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right. You take care, sir, and I thank Mr. Khan as well.
Thank you, and you have a nice day.
Bye now.